Hello guys, it's Elrod, and today I'm going to do a podcast on The Doors. Stay tuned. Let's get started. The Doors were an American rock band formed in 1965 in Los Angeles with vocalist Jim Morrison, keyboardist Ray Manzarek, guitarist Robbie Krieger, and John Densmore on the drums. Now, Jim Morrison, being the lead singer, came from a military family. His father was a naval officer and ultimately an admiral. The family moved frequently and ultimately settled down in Washington, D.C., where Morrison attended high school. Jim was a bright young student, and he was interested in poetry, reading, and writing. After graduating from high school, he went to college at St. Petersburg Junior College, and that was in 1961. He loved poetry and developed his talents by reciting poetry at local coffee houses. He eventually transferred to Florida State and then to the University of California. While there, he studied film. That was where he met Ray Manzarek, who played the organ in a rock group. The two formed a band in 1965. Guitarist Robbie Krieger and drummer John Densmore were also a part of the band. They decided to call themselves The Doors. They took their name from a book called The Doors of Perception. That was a book on masculine. In the 1960s, The Doors were the house band at the Whiskey A Go-Go, a club on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles. At about the same time, the group signed with Elektra Records, for which they released a string of hit singles. One was Light My Fire and Hello, I Love You, and the critically acclaimed album, such as The Doors, had L.A. Woman on it. Now here's Light My Fire. The song was written by guitarist Robbie Krieger, who wanted to write about one of the elements of fire, air, earth, or water. And he picked fire as he liked the song by The Stones, Play With Fire. And that's how the song came about. Come on, baby, light my fire. This is an awesome song. Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 did a remake. And quite honestly, I like their version better. It adds a little touch of class. Okay, it's a long song, so unfortunately I can't play the whole song. Hello, I Love You, Morrison wrote, and this song was written before they actually became The Doors. They were walking around the boardwalk in LA. They were all messed up on drugs and alcohol. And there was an African-American girl walking, and Jim saw her. And she was the dusky drool who inspired the song. Now here's hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? At this time, the band was worried about Jim because he behaved in such crazy ways because of the drugs, of course. But he always found his own unique way. Once they recorded the song, they had to do a lot of dubbing over because Jim was always so messed up on drugs or drink. Now, Columbia signed the group, but Jim took a bunch of acid just before meeting the executives. And the band was fired. Another time, Jim thought the studio was on fire and he sprayed everything with an extinguisher, but it wasn't on fire. It was just the acid that Jim took. Now, here's LA Woman. Now, Morrison was known for his abuse of drinking and drug use and outrageous behavior. In 1969, during a concert in Miami, he exposed himself on stage, and not only that, he did a very inappropriate behavior. He was arrested and sentenced to 6 months in prison, but was granted bail pending his appeal. In November 1966, Mark Abramson directed a promotional film for the single Break On Through. Now here's Break On Through. You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Treasures here, dug our treasures there. Can you still recall the time we cried? Break on!
What a true talent he had. And it's a shame that he was so messed up on drugs and drink, because he was so talented and cute too, but messed up. What a shame. Okay, I have a fun fact. When Morrison was a kid, his family was traveling in their car and passed a huge car accident. There was a truckload of Native Americans, and they had just been in the accident. His father got out to see if he could help, but they said that help was on the way. Morrison remembers seeing a Native American man crying on the side of the highway. There were several Native Americans scattered all over the highway, bleeding to death. And Morrison saw everything, and he became hysterical. He later claimed that the souls of one or two of the dying Indians entered his body, which was like a sponge ready to sit there and absorb it. The encounter changed Morrison forever and haunted him until the end of his life. Okay. There's a lot I could say about that, but this is not the time. The group also made several television appearances, such as She Bang, a Los Angeles television show. In early 1967, the group appeared on The Clay Cole Show, a show out of New York City, where they performed their single Break On Through, but the song only got minor recognition. So the band turned to Light My Fire, and it became their first single to reach number one. In 1967, they performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. They sang Light My Fire, but they were told not to sing the word higher on the show. But Jim Morrison ignored them and sang it anyway. They had six more shows to perform, but the shows were canceled and they were never asked to return. Now, Strange Days was the first album the Doors recorded with a studio musician. They spent several weeks in Sunset Studios in Los Angeles recording their album. The single, People Are Strange, was on that album and inspired the documentary of the Doors. Now here's People Are Strange. And I dedicate this song to my mouse friend, Jill, because she's strange. No, I'm just kidding, Jill. She just likes the song. So many strange people in the world. So many. In 1968, they had a new single, Touch Me. It reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 in the Cashbox Top 100. This was the group's third and last American number 1 single. Jim Morrison wrote it. It was on their Soft Parade album. Morrison was inspired to write it after hearing a woman's voice in his head saying, "Touch me." Now here's Touch Me. This is a cool song.
Come on, come on, come on,
come on. Come on, now touch me, babe. What was that promise that you made?
Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you through the heavens, not the rain. I'm gonna love you through the storms, all from the sky.
That is a cool song, one of my favorites. As Morrison continued to abuse alcohol and drugs, the Doors had a concert at the Dinner Key Auditorium, and Jim was messed up as usual. Morrison taunted the crowd with love and hate. His behavior almost derailed the band. In 1969, Morrison got in trouble with the law for harassing an airline staff. Morrison and his friend were drunk and out of control. The Doors had a new album at this time called The Roadhouse Blue, which the record reached number 4. The editor of Cream magazine said this of the album: "It was the most horrifying rock and roll ever." The album has even been called evil rock. I can honestly say I've never listened to it, and now I don't think I want to. In 1970, the band released their 5th album. It was called Absolutely Live and peaked at number 8 on the charts. Jim Morrison got another conviction and another fallout from their appearance in New Orleans. Then they produced the title track and it had 2 awesome singles on it, Lover Madly and Riders on the Storm. And my favorite song of the Doors is Lover Madly. It was written by Robert Krieger, and here it is. Such an incredible song.
Your lover.
Robbie Krieger got fixed on the idea of a guy whose girlfriend is obsessed with his girlfriend, and she keeps on walking out and giving him the runaround. He said it was written about his then girlfriend, now wife. What a cool jam, man. The song Riders on the Storm is based on the spree killer Billy Cook, who committed several murders, including the five-person family murder in 1951. Morrison used it for the song, and here it is. This is a great song too. One of my favorites. I mean, he was so talented. It's such a shame that he was so messed up in drugs.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog.
In 1971, Morrison moved to Paris with his longtime girlfriend, Pamela Carson. And a few months later, she found his dead body in a bathtub. They claim it was heart failure, but they didn't elaborate. And I think a lot of us know that it may have been a drug issue. Morrison died at the young age of 27. He joined the infamous group of the dead at 27. So very sad, because he was such a talented guy. And Elrod is signing off.